the Shabbos and the Chodesh Av, we'll start the 9 days. So one channel, I clear, well, located by Sphero, when the minig the people have not to take haircuts, people have, let's say, a minig not to take a haircut from Pesach until Lat Ba'omer. When Rosh Chodesh year comes out on Shabbos, so then everybody is allowed to take a haircut on that Erev Shabbos. Except for the problem they discuss of Rida Chosin says you cannot take your haircut on Rosh Chodesh itself, and Rosh Chodesh year is always 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and it comes out Friday Shabbos. Well, except for that, it even says in the Shmiguna Simin Tov Tzadigal, a person can take a haircut on Erev Shabbos when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh comes out on the same time. The words are, says the Mishnah, Kivan Shiyesh Kan Tosef Et Simcha Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Yesh Mahatul Estatov Erev Shabbos Bifnei Kovet Shabbos. A person can take a haircut on Erev Rosh Chodesh year that comes out on Shabbos. Why? Because Sefer Simcha is a Simcha of Rosh Chodesh. There is a Simcha of Shabbos. We have two Simchas that are put together. Since we are such a great Simcha, as Kovet Shabbos, a person can take a haircut for Erev Shabbos. So the Shabbos is, what about the same thing? This Shabbos comes up, this Rosh Chodesh, it's Shabbos. We have the Simcha of Rosh Chodesh. We have the Simcha of Shabbos. Two Simchas together. Is a person allowed to take a haircut on this Erev Shabbos? So the dinim of Sphira is only a minig ba'amal, and who did the dinim of the 3 weeks? Well, the 9 days itself, the Gemara discusses, but the 3 weeks, every week, it's a minig. Both of them is mitzvah labor. So what should there be any difference between Sphira and between the Indian of the 3 weeks? So I looked a little bit around the Sphira, I didn't see anyone who is matured. I mean, for the whole also. Because the Sphira why the whole also, I cannot shave this Erev Shabbos, it's because Rosh Chodesh Av, the Mishnah is Av, Ma'at, and the Simcha, the Mishnah, and the Tainus, tonight in Simcha, and all the lots of the 9 days, says the Mishnah Gura, starts on Rosh Chodesh. That means, both of the Yain, also in the Simcha, says the Mishnah Gura, starts on Rosh Chodesh. So what does the person want to do? He wants to save this Erev Shabbos. Why? Because for 3 weeks, they have two Simchas. They have the Simcha of Shabbos, but only Rosh Chodesh. So again, Rosh Chodesh Av, Mishnah is Av, Ma'at, and the Simcha. You take away the Simcha. You can't tell me what might have Simcha is from Chosin, we have double amount of Simcha, and therefore we miss a man. But guess, come Rosh Chodesh, we've not had both of the Yang in this Rosh Chodesh. Even though in other Rosh Chodesh, this may be a mitzvah. But it is from my Simcha. Therefore, well, that's as far why the person don't say there's a head over here, because this whole Rosh Chodesh itself is a concern of Simcha, and therefore we're not knowing the shape on this Rosh Chodesh. Another thing to get out in our days, is that the law is for the Ashkenaz that a person does not wear freshly blown clothing during the 9 days. The next part focuses what exactly their minim is, the Ashkai is Machmo, the Zamekum, but the Ashkenaz, they do not wear freshly blown clothing during the 9 days. So what should a person do? So the law is what kind of the law is, when all does not wear freshly blown clothing, he gives it back for somebody else to wear, he'll wear it for a man ma, Oshna ma, the Shach says, ma bakro, or here, Shach ma bakro, Shach is man ma. And therefore, within, once it's not freshly loaded, you wear it now, the oven itself will wear. So same thing during the 9 days, what should a person do? You should wear the baguette before the 9 days. Just like someone else wears it by oven, or if it's in here, also before the 9 days. A person should wear himself before the 9 days, and now you wear it for him during the 9 days, it won't be freshly loaded, you can wear it. Let's say he forgets. What should you do? So one answer is, very simple, go over the side, back to the 9 days, and ask him to wear it for you. Just like the availers of the McCarthy's business, you can go ask any other person to go with a bag if he was not freshly loaded. You also go ask a Sephardi, or even more of that, let's say Sephardi on Lachmer, go ask a guy. Go tell a guy, go with the shirt, go with his matna, his half hour, and then he can go wear it. It's an Eitzah, and that's what I'm going to do it. So go ahead, it's an Eitzah what to do. Let's say there's a guy, but you don't want to give it to a guy, or there's no Sephardi around, then what do you do? So, kind of the Shabbos, the person who's not a Shabbos, the person who wears this Shabbos, he has a fine shirt, can then put on another shirt, and then another shirt, and after the third, fourth shirt, and have them wear them on Shabbos for a certain amount of time, and afterwards not freshly loaded, and then have it ready for the weekday. The person discussed the shadow of the start of Akhona, a duty making from the Shabbos to the third. So the lacha, first negated the 9 days, the lacha of the shirts. So one thing the person is saying is what you should do, if you want, they allow to do it. Is when you wake up, switch a shirt. That means Friday night, you have one shirt. You wake up the next morning, you have a second shirt. After your shluch on Shabbos afternoon, you have a third shirt. That's how Shlomo Zalman is brought down in the Shmir Shabbos with Hoffling, the Tikkun and Perakot Fest. That's how the Asher Paskins in the Hulkos of Menhagi and Amitzar. That's how the Be'er Moshe goes, the Talibov, the Kabil. They go the person, when they wake up, they can switch shirts. However, it's not necessary. Then you wear one shirt. Then comes to last man. You want to switch to a second shirt. They're saying you can't do that. Why is Nikki? Why can you add one and hang it up and take another one? Why is that? For is Nikki doing an Akhoni doing the preparation for the weekday? Then the old time support is when you wake up. When you wake up, you take any shirt. You have your old shirt, you take the new shirt. You take any shirt. Therefore, they hold, you can take any shirt you want. There's no sort of Akhoni. You understand? The same finish over here. Because that's an old sort of Akhoni is what? You cannot prepare for the weekday. Let's say you do an act that's for the week and for Shabbos. The marshal, the Mishabur's case in Shinmanavah, don't the Zeroyim seeds to Tanagodim. So take a handful, you throw them to the chickens. You know they can be left over for the weekday also. Says the Mishabur, since when you throw them aside for the Shabbos and aside during the week, it's water. You don't have fun of Yuchat for the weekday. You're doing something for Shabbos and for the week. There's no way. The whole list is not for the curls. For the Shabbos and the week, there's no answer. So personally, when he puts on, let's say he takes off a shirt, the Shabbos, and he puts on another shirt. Right now, he's wearing the second shirt. He's wearing the shirt. He's having an offer for Shabbos. He's also preparing for the weekday. Still, these persons from Zalman of Yashid, they're saying still it's also. Even though you're using it on Shabbos, but since your act that you're doing is preparing for the weekday, it's naked, you're preparing for the weekday, therefore it's also. Even though you're using it on Shabbos, but you're doing something that's naked during the weekday, that's why it's still also. It's a finish. That's the person we want to type on. That's one sheet of. For others, the Benishai, and also the Shuva Alin, and the Kapatai, their case is a little different. They're talking about a case for undershirt. The halacha is by undershirts, the Mishabura said the person has prepared also a way before the 9 days. So the Manadel, Abbas, the Rosh Moshe, and they go, if it will cause tire, will cause irritation, you'll not switch. It will be full of cause tire irritation. You can't switch. That means not to switch an undershirt in 9 days every day, because that's your nature. That every reason not allowed to. If it won't cause tire. If it will cause tire, Moshe's Nagel. So let's say you want to switch every day. So the law is about you have to wear before the 9 days. Now the undershirt, you know the option, you go to sleep, you know, you go to switch it. And since it's an undershirt, they don't take it off usually. Send the Benish Chai and the Kappa Chai, they say you can switch once on Shabbos. We have one Friday night, next morning you switch. Once you can switch. Well, at that time, might have a fresh undershirt on Shabbos you enjoy. You do enjoy it on Shabbos. Help to wear it, for it's my mom, who wear it for an hour. Then switch and get another undershirt. Then it's nicker. They hold 2 inches of Shabbos to say that you do enjoy on Shabbos, but 3 or 4 or 5 is no, no, I don't know Shabbos, and that's not enough, and nicker is also. The mass undershirts that you're switching, they're saying, if it's nicker, and not, there's no drumming at all, it's also. However, if it's a little bit of drumming, that's nicker, it's mutter. Then there's the observation, third sheet, and the observation is like, the face, so sometimes we ask you, whatever you need during the week, you need to change on Shabbos. No cloth, no garment. Why? Because it looks like you're drumming on Shabbos. So in case we have 3 different sheets, the stipers can say Makula, Beshchai, and Kavachai is the answer. And now, so it's out of Yashiv, and Bermush, and the grill, and by the way, all this one, go this way, that, and say, the person who wakes up, he can switch his shirt. Otherwise, he should do it in front of the Shabbos to the weekday. Now, usually it's not needed for a person to be makeable with the, like the stipler. Before, 3 shirts is not needed for the weekday. We're 1 of the days. Before, 1 night, you go to Shomazam and the Yashiv. Even not the Machmim, the story is when it's nicker, it's also. Therefore, by the time is, let's say you wear the blue shirts, and on Shabbos you wear a white shirt. So kind of will be also for a person to wear a blue shirt on Shabbos. Even with it, let's say you wake up, put on the blue shirt, sort of like being nicker, and therefore you can now wear a shirt as nicker for the weekday. Only the first one time, this whole letter that you allow to switch is that when a person does not say prepared, he's wearing it for the weekday. Because there's a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Tavid, it's a custom dalit. He said the person has the right to go to sleep for the night time. So even the person has the right to go to sleep, why have energy at night? Akhonim is no akhonim. However, to say he's going to sleep for the night time, to do malach at night, that's the Mishnah Berurah or even Isser. It's also not allowed to. Why? Even though the word itself are the Seder, and the action itself is the Seder, but to Zab it's also sort of Zohu, akhonim, it's also. Therefore, said the person who wouldn't mind putting on a shirt. First he says, I'm going to go put a shirt right now, to go prepare for the weekday. Even though when we wake up in the morning and go put on a different shirt, then the person says also. Just like Mishabura says also, when by even though the Rambam sleep, he said going in for the night is also, who didn't switch the shirt and say I'm doing it for the weekday is also also. Now before the Svar, this before the Makar where Shodan was actually coming to be Machmer, that when it's nigger it's also, even though you're doing it on Shabbos, because here also Maisa, you enjoy going to Simchat Shabbos, you're right to go to Simchat Shabbos. Maisa is still offered when you say the fifth. Why? It's nikkur now what you're doing it for. Quote, this is in the car, why the coming to your master and say you cannot switch your shirt? That was the Shabbos. Only when you wake up you can take a new shirt. That's called in the car with my friend, Makami Kamu. It's good for this Mishnah Berurah. Then Agar, the Kinesh Kashan, the Mishnah Berurah, instead of Nathan on Bays, says, as opposed to the Chibadikar, a person has to have a golem, you could be Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah, so you can have all your golem from head to toe, a few cholok, even the undershirt should be you could be Shabbos. First, you have to wear the same undershirt they wear during the week on Shabbos. Or the tibrites, all undergarments, or sacks. They say a person should not wear the same decade. But as in Makarit, the locks of the 9 days, the tibrites talk with an Aleph, a month, if Aleph says, that he goes to Aleph, that a person should not wear Pogodim, Yuchodim on Shabbos, when it comes out to the 9 days. Shabbos, Pazoy, he should not wear Pogodim, Yuchodim for Shabbos. That's what he is doing. We're Makal. He said that other 6 days later, you can. 6 days later, you can. He said, like an undershirt. The Shabbos said, like sacks. So you see that I'm off, and the Shavuot says, clearly there, that any type of golem, you call him for Shabbos, even though it might be the same undershirt, the same fact, which should be muchet for Shabbos. If so, you can ask, half the person on Shabbos, everyone has a shirt muchet for Shabbos, well, let's say it's a coupling shirt on Shabbos, and then the weekday is not a coupling. So now, how can you change yourself on Shabbos for the weekday, for the 9 days, prepare yourself, first wear your coupling shirt, then you wear your regular shirt. Who you have a problem wearing a baggy that's not muchet for Shabbos? Hope Shabbos Pashut, Mishavu, and Simon, Meitam, Beit, and said that Dini should wear everything in the Kaf record vibration. Should be in Yuchat B'Shabbos, he said, Moshe Tony, it's good too. The Chiyah B'Etzem is only one Begin. Or one Begin is Nikr B'Shabbos, wearing your suit, let's say, that'll be Nikr, or your pants, B'Shabbos, that'll be Nikr, one Begin is Nikr. Everything in Mishavu is Moshe Tony. So B'Etzem is trying to wear everything in Yuchat B'Shabbos, and the person can say, whether it's a half Yuchat B'Shabbos, or a Yachat from Yuchat B'Shabbos, Mishavu is in a palace should be in Yuchat B'Shabbos. Healthy, there's no chiyuv to. The chiyuv is only one baggage, or baggage elegant or something, it is nikkur for Shabbos. That's why your friend is right to switch on Shabbos and wear his big wear a weekday shirt on Shabbos when it's not nikkur for the weekday.
Shabbos is not working.
What?
Shabbos
is not working. No, it isn't. You know you wear this type of shirt on Shabbos. Everyone has different type of shirts, right? With stripes, they wear on Shabbos, fancy. That's not nikkur.
Why
not Gush
is nikkur?
Yeah, Gush is nikkur, that's awesome. We'll get back to next week. We'll make the fada to some halakim. Can a person eat, let's say, next week, Tisha B'Av as much Shabbos? Can eat a lot by a third meal for Tisha B'Av? You're feeding yourself with Tisha B'Av. Or a person, can he change his clothing on Shabbos for Tisha B'Av, taking his shoes for Tisha B'Av? Can a person bring his eicha to shul or his kinnis to shul on Shabbos itself? He's also a shabbos of Akhana. And both now the Dalam Akhana from Shabbos to weekday will. We met every Mamshech next week to finish off the Indian. Now, the Indian Machana, trying to go from the Makaris and try to stand together, there are Kama Shitas and Gadar and Mamma Paisim, it's very not clear. Try to get as much clear as we can. First, there's a Mishnah on Shabbos, Nachmuch Gimel and Aleph. Mishnah there says, Matin et Amitos, Kanel Shabbos, Shabbos, Avalon Shabbos, Bamoch Shabbos. A person can make his bed from Friday night to Shabbos morning. However, from Shabbos morning to much of Shabbos, it's also. Now this din is not the Shulchan Aruch. However, it's brought down by the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh. And it's brought down by the Nesi Kalim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Tzim, the Shulchan, the person, he can make his bed from much Shabbos. He can't make his bed from Friday night to Shabbos. However, not from much Shabbos. It's a Rachana. Now, the person do say, let's say, why are you making your bed? If you're making your bed because your room is a balagan, it's a good night for your room, and you're making your bed to make it look nice for Shabbos itself, the whole issue is preparing for the weekday. Preparing for Shabbos, that's motor. You have a balagan in your room, a balagan will make your bed. Now, for Ikka, this halacha is not really in the Gaon. Especially in America, it's not really in the Gaon. Because in those days, what was the case you made your bed? What mean by Tia Mikhaiz? Study the place of Shulchan. Then they had a mattress there. And to prepare the bed tonight, they'll bring out the pillows and blankets. They'll bring it out, it wasn't there on the bed all the time. They were still in the bed, it wasn't there. So to prepare the bed, they have to bring out pillows and blankets. Us, when we make a bed, no one's making the bed at the night time. The bed at night time, you want to be undone, and you're undoing it at night time. When no one's preparing, no one, what are you making a bed for? The person has to be Ishmael Sutter, you have to have a clean room, to be knocky at the Balagat, it's not nice. No one's making the bed ever for the night time, forget the night time. Good as undone. It's much easier to get on your covers. Quickly, you can go to sleep. So this dinner, making the bed, it says the Nishma Shabbos, the Bakhtu, and the Shadr Shokhan, that in those days, out there, it is not Shaykh. Or sometimes it is Shaykh, but mostly you have a high rise, let's say you put away every day, therefore you pull out, and you go to sleep, that you can have blood during the day from the night time. Another mushroom in Eretz Yisrael, the people have a lot of matches in their Siman on four, so they pop them up during the day, so pull them out during the daytime, set them up in the night time, and then it'll be altered. But of course, by the Americans, they don't put them in high rises, they don't have matches, this is the essence of Shaykh. However, if you don't want to ask Allah, I'll call it from Shabbat, it's called Mike is also. Another one for the Gemara that I call it also is the Vice on Kufi, Chet from Alpha Shabbos. The Vice over there says that a person, when he has plates that he ate on Friday night, he can wash them for Shabbos morning. He ate them Shabbos morning, he can wash them for Shabbos Shudas. He can wash them all the way till Mincha. However, after Mincha, he cannot wash his plates anymore. However, Kaisius, cup that he drinks for Shtiyah, he can wash all day, wash any kind of Shtiyah. This halacha is brought down by the Mechaber in Shin Chav Gimel Sif Vav, and the Bishop afterwards opened down the halacha that a person cannot wash kelim that are not needed. Only kelim that are needed, you let him wash. Now, what is Achad Osir? Where is the Mekor for this Isir? So Rashi in Shabbos Kufidal of Mevi says the Isir is because Isir is the right of Isra Slay Shabbosan. Elma Tayshu says the Isir is the Rabbanon. And that's how the grads of the place say the Isir of Achad is Isir the Rabbanon. Why is it Osir? What's the Svarta Asir? The Rashi Kufidal says the Isir is the Svarta Asir of Tirmala. A person should not be Mashiach for himself on Shabbos. That's how the right compared to what Gimel says in Shabbos. That's what the grads of Shulchan and Meshavua all pass to the Isir of Achad is Mitzat Tirmala. This is the Isra B'chadim Mitzat Tirecho. But let's say...
It's the Isra
of Shabbos, and you have to relax. You have to do Shabbos rest. But nicely, the Tirecho made the Isra D'Raisa. For the person who goes, the Isra is a Tirecho. Without Rashi's far of D'Raisa. Now, let's take first the case of Tirecho. Let's say someone... The Isra of Tirecho on Shabbos. You saw the case of B'chadim. Two separate things. B'chadim Mitzat Tirecho and the Isra of Tirecho. Let's say a person is specific. If this thing will be a Tirecho for him or not. That means giving your food to animals is a terrible problem. What is the Tzara for Shabbos? Let's say if a suffix, the animals can eat the food or not. Are you not going to share yourself on Shabbos? So, the Shavuot says in Malach, why is something terrible that also? However, what about a suffix of Kono? There's the first that the Shavuot says, it's in Shinchav Gimel, it's a Kofkes, that suffix of Kono about his motor. The Shavuot says, if you know you're not going to use your plate afterwards on Shabbos, then you cannot wash it. If you know you're not going to use your cups, after the day you cannot wash it. If you know for sure, if you don't know if you stop the subject, you can't use it. The din of tirchah, subject tirchah, might is also. However, subject funnel, the din is its motor. That's the Mishabur Paskins, and that's it's a Mogafram, the Rafa Shulchan, the Shabbat Shabbat says it clearly that way. Subject funnel, the water is, it is motor. Now, what is the gather of this Isser of tirchah? Again, tirchah says also for person to make them Shabbat the week day. What is the concern? So first you quote two in the Sfar Halev. Each one starts differently, and then we'll quote the other Sfar. Well, Simcha Bon, the Sefer in the Shabbos kitchen, he starts off, what is the Isser of Chavim Gris Makar al Zulzul Shabbos? Starts off, the Mechom Masakid al Zulzul Shabbos. Rav Ribiyat, the Sefer Lam Tess Malachas, he starts off, what is the Makar of the Isser is? It's a nap of Tircho. It's a branch of the Isser of Tircho. One moment with Zulzul Shabbos, one moment with the Inn of Tircho. With this, you can better clarify the Yerush. I will understand it better. Again, is the Isra be making from Shabbos to the weekday? Why is it alter? Is it alter mitzvah Shabbos? Or is it alter mitzvah Kol? With the Isra, is it Shabbos or Kol? Which one makes the Isra? Meaning, if the Isra, it's all Makar for the Isra. Is mitzvah Zolzol? How can you do mitzvah Zolzol? That means you're something what? On Shabbos for the weekday. The fact you're doing something that is called a bazillion thing, it's called, why are you doing something on Shabbos for the weekday? The fact you're doing it for the weekday, therefore there's an Isser over here. The chol makes the Isser. If you learn the Sfar Mitzat Tircho, let me do it the weekday. The Sfar is Shabbos. How much do you have on Shabbos? The Sfar is not you're doing something for the week, it's Mitzat Shabbos. So again, what is the Isser? Is it Isser Mitzat Shabbos or Mitzat Chol? Is it you're preparing for the weekday, that's the Zolzol? Or is it Mitzat Shabbos and Mitzat Tircho on Shabbos?
So,
even less of Tircha is also, but could be in a few other cases, maybe as get of Tircha. But Lokas,
because
it's Lokas. Yeah, what?
Because it's
Lokas. No,
even without the
Mechitzah? Because lack of Tircha means the when it's also it might be different. Elbow, the Gedorah of the Issa is the same as Tircha.
I'm
not
carrying your house back.
Oh, we'll get back.
I'm saying
if
it's not a real
Tircha.
Yeah,
no, so Vada, even if it's not a real Tircha, even a small amount of Tircha.
Yeah.
So is it a mass of Tircha on the Sunday without Shabbos Shabbat? Or is it not without the result? You're doing something for the weekday. That's what we say, this is my point, this is the Rambam and the writer. The Rambam in Parakot Gimel, when he said, what is the Issa of Hakhana? He said, why? Shuru Kimasaki. You're doing a Tircha. Don't mention that one word about those. It's a Shuru Masaki. You're doing something for Shabbos on Shabbos. You're doing a ticket because it's a Shabbos Shemoy. The right down there, he says, this is Torah L'chol. This is Bimashif for the weekend. So the Arnaz that came over there discussing this is Machlokes, the right from the Rambam. It's only right, the study is arguing, and the Arnaz person wants to say the right is arguing. The Chor is understanding that it's a Shabbat in two different ways. The Arnaz thing isn't that ticket, except Shabbos. How can you do that on Shabbos? And the right seems to be saying, not so on Shabbos, but how can you do something for L'chol? How can you do something for the weekday? With this, we're going through common cases. Therefore, we come back with these two stories. Now, in the Sefer Kiva, and we'll say this in Achmina's, first is a good lesson. You can call it in each case and say, why it's not called the Sefer Kiva. I'm just saying it this way to bring up the different points, and it could be the Sefer Kiva. But yeah, each case, you can dial it and you can argue it. One shaila. Could a person be made from Shabbos, one Shabbos, the next Shabbos? Again, the Issa is Shabbos for Chol. The person prepared the Shabbos for the next Shabbos. If the Issa is you're doing something for Chol, it's also you're doing it for the weekday. There's no Zilzal here. Doing one Shabbos, it's another Shabbos. Both of them are Chodesh. If the Issa is what you're doing a Shabbos for, it's a Tirch on Shabbos. You're doing the week. The Chodesh should still be answered. After me, no. Everyone has a Shabbos palace. Could you follow the Shabbos for the next Shabbos? You're doing it what? The next Shabbos. If you want to follow it for the way you want to eat for during the weekday, you're doing it for the weekday. But you want to follow the next Shabbos. Or you have dishes, you only use China and Shabbos. You want to know if you can wash your plates now for next Shabbos. You're not washing it for the way, you're washing for the next Shabbos. Will be also be mutter. Again, if it's mitzat chol Shabbat, it should be mutter. If it's Shabbos Shabbat, it should be also.
And if it's mitzat
second one of them, you have to understand what exactly wrong means. You have to see those Gemara explain it. But what it means is the concern of the Shabbos. It will be also. The concern of the Shabbos. You're supposed to be saying could not be
answered.
It's Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Right. So, the Rebbe now, the Shabbos could be given on base, at least the Gizri have a Panthal, someone who will change it, but the Gizri Panthal says clearly a person can make it dead from one Shabbos to another Shabbos. Why? Who is holding it in the Sabbath curl? There's no less over here. The Yopal Lay, by the case of a Talos, he wants to say the same exact thing, at the Earth of time. He's down with Yopal Lay. And the Issa goes to kind of unfold in similar signs, the person we make from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, he said, yeah, there's no Issa. One Shabbos to another Shabbos is mutter. And that it seems to be that way in the Shari'at Tzion, Mishnah Berurah, it's in the top of Gimel, so cut that way. Over there he says, the person cook on the first day Yom Tov for the last day Yom Tov. You have 7 days. Can you cook on Aleph Pesach for 9 Pesach? Says the Shari'at Tzion, you want to say the Purim, you can. Then he says, maybe you can't. Why is the Machlokes, it's in the top of Gimel, the person can cook on Yom Tov, it can be done every Yom Tov. They said, a separate reason he wants to be master. He said, follow my plate, if you can't cook on Erev Yom Tov, you have no right to cook on Yom Tov. So he did, he cannot cook in Alpha Zion, he can cook in Halmon. But Chutz Mizel, the Chutz never bothered him. You might see you're going from one Yom Tov to 7 days later than Yom Tov. Why? Because it's preparing from one Indian Kodesh to other Indian Kodesh. Sounds like Mishnah Berurah went, like he's still the sign, it's mutter. However, Alpha Lashayim, the Rambam, the Chur, he says, Mamish Lushitasa, he says that it's Mishnah Misaki. That means Mishnah Shabbos. His lawlessness, he says, the person cannot do a duck on his kelim, as on kelim when he needs it, ba'isa Shabbos, we need it for that Shabbos. Why do you know the word ba'isa, he needs it for that Shabbos? Say, as on kelim, need it for a Shabbos. Say, need it for that Shabbos. That means when on the Shabbos of the Rambam, it's also the Shitasa. The Rabbah, not the Rishon, the Mishnah of Tess, the Mishnah that way he also says also. And then, you're looking at the Sefer, the Prayer Gimel on Shabbos, the Sefer says, Avaloi b'Shabbos zu, the Shabbos acheret. He clearly says it's also. What happened to Mishnah Berurah or the Yerush Hamidah called the Rikas after Badenat? Says the Chazoni Chassel, these 6 words, the last acceptance don't have this print. These words, the Lord Shabbos Zul, the Shabbos Acharis, the last acceptance don't have it. So again, so we have the Ramon's Machmer, the Amalas Machmer, the Scepter, the Phenanimus Machmer, and it comes from an Amphilus Machmer, the Chula David, and Marsha, and the Haitian, Shmir Shabbos, Azidru, Nasal Yod, Ishmer Shabbos, Nera Machmer.
und meist Jakob sein, so muss man sagen, wir schwören meist am Eifel, und kurz darauf hat es ein Schal, es wird sein, Schal ist mit einem Fall. Kur, a second afternoon upon this, is let's take the case, Mamsh is ending that case, but preparing from Yontif to Shabbos. Yontif to Shabbos. Now, about doing malacha like Bishul, let's say, from Yontif to Shabbos, there about you need Erev Tavshila. If you're doing malacha, about you need Erev Tavshila. Let's take a case that you're not doing malacha, Akama. Can you make your bed on Yontif to Shabbos? Make your bed. So, preparing from Shabbos to Yontif, that even agrees it's also. Either from Shabbos to Yontif, Yontif is also a dollar that is Kaddish, but Yontif is Chol relative to Shabbos. Preparing one yontif, the second yontif, also the Pharisees say every piece is also. Why? Second day yontif is called melt from the first day yontif. However, what about preparing simply from yontif to Shabbos? So, therefore, if this word is tabs zolzol, tabs zol shabbai, there's no problem. Going to something even more kaddish. Shabbos is more kaddish. If this word is tabs Shabbos, why are you doing it right now? The tears of Chsar and yontif, should we explain why are you doing it right now for? So, Pida here in Simon Shin Beis, the Vinzan El Rabba from the Mashal from Arash, it says a person cannot do Akhono from Yontif to Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilim. You need an Erev Tavshilim. Says the Kiregar, he disagrees. And he comments, the Maitre still should be Mutter. Or he says, Kolsky, that Shabbos is more Kaddish than Yontif, it's more at a higher level than Yontif, and Kiregar disagrees. And the Mishnah and the Mishnah Beis, those from Kiregar, they do not need an Erev Tavshilim, who are the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Tavshilim. He yells this like from one Shabbos to another Shabbos to Mutter. Why? The mice is not certain not to be fulfilled, no zolzol over here. Who did say the Mishnah Berurah? From Yontif to Shabbos, also Mutter. You did not need an Erev Tavshilim, it's Mutter to Akhon. You can make it better on Yontif for Shabbos. Who, if you think about it, not only these two Mishnah Berurahs is Lishnah Tavshilim. The third case we start off in the beginning is also Lishnah Tavshilim. We said by Sachar Tircha, it's also. Sachar Tircha is Mutter. Why is the Mechal between the two? By Sachar Tircha, it says also if you're doing something being Matriya. But if it is a zolzol, who's being mazal? Maybe it's nipa Shabbos, maybe it's not nipa Shabbos. Who's being mazal? Very good. So all the Mishnah Berurahs before are Mishnah Tavshilim.
And
when they're going down
the
stack,
and
maybe
the other by
Sadr Chama? Well, could be, again, not something you could say, maybe not. The Mishnah Berurahs only for Mishnah Tavshilim. If it's in the other of the Terech on Shabbos, it might maybe kind of still be Mutter. Maybe it's not Mutter for Terech on. You don't look at it in Terech on.
No,
I can't
be Shabbos.
Maybe if you write this second. Maybe it's not the Sarek. It's not that we not can speak to the Sarek Shabbos.
I know, I
don't
want to
come to Shabbos.
You want
to come to Shabbos?
No, Shabbos.
Chosh Biyas. 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 Another case, could be called upon this, not again not book up, is let's say a person has 10 cups for Shabbos, he uses all 10 cups. Now he needs a cup of Shabbos. He can wash one of the cups. Once he washes one of them, can he wash all of them? What? Is all of them are right for Shabbos. And when he washes all 10 of them, he doesn't know which one he's going to use. So he's going to wash all 10 of them, because maybe each one is going to use for Shabbos. So if the reason is not to take a look for them, they're doing something else sign up for Shabbos, why wash all 10? Just wash one, let him off. If we said Zilzul, would we use Zilzul Shabbos? We might say, all 10 are right Shabbos. Maybe we use all 10. I don't know which one I'm going to use. So when I wash one dish, it happens all the time, find out you use a lot of dishes, you know, wash some of them. Do you have to be masked how many you wash? Or if you wash all of them, whatever you want, just wash them all. Afterwards, you make a chesed, how many people are coming for Shabbos afternoon, you know. Or no, again, you have to be masked know exactly the dishes, or no, you have to be masked. So, this case, is a push the sefer that he writes that once you wash one, you can wash them all. You can wash them all. It's brought down that way also in the Rukeach and Mar Avam, and the Shibun Kinnim Shimbet, Shimbet, brings down from the sefer, the Shibun Shimchot Gimel brings down from Mar Avam, the Rukeach, that once you make one bed, you'll make all the beds. Once you wash one dish, you'll wash all the dishes. That's how the place came down, you would love it, Master Shekel, Toys of Shabbos, Berahitim, El Rabba Gaz, El Shulman, Tel Shulman, the Kappa Times, all make one, they kind of, once you wash one, you can wash them all. There are culture. The Torah Shabbos wants to disagree and says, go look at the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. It's not put down that way. And the Mishnah wants to be masked also. However, again, Unta Paisim can come out all the Paisim. Otherwise, they say a person is a Vada, once you wash one, you can wash them all. I want to say that, let's go to the next step. They build upon this. Once you make them, you have 10 dishes in the house, 10 plates. You use 4 of them Friday night. Tomorrow, now we get 4 people. can you wash those four that you're going to use Friday night and use them for Shabbos? Well, no, you can't. In my city, you wash them for no reason. Go use it, but you have another six left in your cupboard. Go take all the six left in your cupboard. Do you have a right to go wash what you have? What is dirty? No. What can you do right? Of course, tell upon the same chakir. If it's inside Zozo, not being a Zozo, I'm doing it for Kala. I want to use these plates in the sink right now for Shabbos. I'm doing it for Shabbos. If the Svar is inside Tiyarko, my city, you'd be much more yourself. Why wash these four dishes for no reason? You have another six in the cupboard. Go use those. So over here, there's three different sheets of exactly what the law is. For those who want to tie it off the Gomer, it might seem mature for no reason. That's how the old boy, when the Rishonim say clearly that way, and how the Be'erim show that the Tzimah, the Binyan Tzim, and the Divrei Shalom, they're maximum myself. And for Rishonim, the place of war, they call again the Mishnah Lopez of Nashi Klein, it's put down that way, which is Rishonim and Chosoi, and the Dying Fish and Every Soul, they're making, they kind of, who is, what, just like we see that Lopez is a person, can, when you wash one cup, you can wash all the cups, when you wash one, you already have one. And still you can wash them all. So here also we have six in cupboard. So what? We can go wash the, other four you have left over. And the Moshe and Kibbutz Kalatayo, they asked this question, and the Moshe said, the Kibbutz Kalatayo and Dalit, he says, Shemotu l'rachtam, v'het to govahu, v'loit v'shem d'chiyo, to ha'intar v'shem d'chol kelev v'shabbos. It's a head to govern, without even the sword, the scepter, he says, the head to govern, a person has no chiyah to use all the plates of Shabbos. You have the head to govern, that chiyah and abad, you can go wash the plates you have these things. That's how Ramosh goes with Mutal Khatilo. Ever there seems to be a second Shito, a third Shito. There's a place of Shabbos that brings out Maguda and Meshavuah and Simon Bay by the law of making a bed, that you are making a bed by night for Shabbos morning. Said the Meshavuah, however, the Khatilo, you should make it Erev Shabbos. The Khatilo make it Erev Shabbos. The Shabbos happens is why the Meshavuah saying to me, make it Erev Shabbos. Is he saying make it Erev Shabbos why? Of common Shabbos. That means you will come to Shabbos and have your bed made. One thing to make it Erev Shabbos is because you should not do l'chatchila hakom on Shabbos if it's not needed. You do it Erev Shabbos, do it on Shabbos. The place of Shabbos learns that first in l'chatchila should not do hakom on Shabbos if it's not needed. L'chatchila, because you're allowed to make your bed Friday night or Shabbos morning, help us bed with Erev Shabbos. That means that a common person will come along and say that you can wash the four dishes you have in your sink. Help us, and those things in the cup they don't have to use. However, it's not the right thing to do. My thing, you do Mashiach for no reason, or the result is, my thing is not the right thing of Shabbos Shabbos, of Spirit of Shabbos, the first Shlomite said not wash it, on Shabbos. This is how the place of Shabbos goes, and the Rav Shulchan goes this way. They are Maisel, they say the Lashon is, some have written Lashon, some say it means Chassidus, some say it's Inanachim, some say it's Roy Lahachmer. The Kabbalists say again, it's more than however, the person who has to listen to it. That's how the Maxim Yom goes, and the Bosnia and Shuvo, and the Badi Yosef, and the Shmir Shabbos and Kosmo, and the Zidru, and the Tal Bachofo, and the Nishma Shabbos, and the Mitzvah Shabbos, they all go this Mahal, and the Ikadin is Mutter. That means you see a person do it, by the Ikadin, but the Mutter and the Ikadin. Elbow the Shalit, if you should do it, that is in the spirit of Shabbos, get the Kushan, some say it's Chassidus, some say it's Nachon, but again, Mutter and Ikadin, but not the right thing to do. So we have three different cheetahs. Again, the case when you're washing one cup, everybody's allowed to wash all cups. However, when you have a case that you have four dishes that are dirty, you have another six in the cupboard, we have one sheet that's us legami, we have another sheet of mud legami, and it seems that the mahalach among the paiskim is more that it's something you're allowed to do. However, in mid case, it's allowed to do, however, it's something that you should not do. Another thing that could be totally upon this hakira, if we have chol, when we have Shabbos, is can you ask a girl to do a chol for you on Shabbos? Can you ask a girl to go wash the dishes for you on Shabbos? Now, a lot of times they're going, if you have a maid in the house, they do it for themselves, the Dayt and Nashay, they're going to anyway have to do it after Shabbos, they do it on Shabbos. They do it at Dayt and Nashay, there's no listener. They're doing it for themselves. However, can you ask them straight out? Can you go wash the dishes now? So, if the Indian is mitzvah, the Zozo, Maisa, just like you can do it yourself, you can have to ask the judge. There is a meal after the Zozo. However, if this one is up to Shabbos, you cannot be Mashiach. I'm not being Mashiach, but Dayt and Mashiach. You can do whatever you want. Maybe there's no list of a male asking if they're getting mitzvah tirko. Don't look at what the El Gavo and the Mayimodachai say, Mayimodachai and Simon Rishon Bey says there is no list of a male asking on any tirko in general. The Rukh Tavoyt, the Chumah, Simon and Hay goes that way. No list of a male asking on tirko. So what about a male asking on Makono? Is there any list of a male asking on Makono? So the Prima Gozim in numerous places, he's Masobic, he plays a child of life Sarafian. So, but this case, one time is the Gair, where the Svarim bring it down, is this past Pesach, when Erev Pesach was chal on Shabbos. So you want to have this love ready, you want to have things ready, you want to get rid of your dishes, and you want to have put the table be set, you want to come right away, you want to be ready about Seder to start the Seder after Shabbos. And if you have to go around, it's very easy. You can do it on Shabbos for you. But you'll be making it for Yom Tov, Seder. Could a person make it from Shabbos to Yom Tov? So Masham, not the Pesach, the top, the Dal, it says a person can be made from. And that was the place over there, and this is a case, the leakage from the Vadani Shmuel, the Chalk Yisrael, the Rushim Mordechai, the Sefer Erev Pesach, the Chal of the Shabbos, the Gavir, the Galachas, the Pesach, the Chalchasai, all these from, they're all in one case, they're all going on Erev Pesach, the Chal of the Shabbos, and they're all making, following that Torah, and following the Chalk Yisrael, they're making. The Sefer Erev Pesach, the Chal of the Shabbos, is in Lom, to the Sefer, that is written by a Kohen Shlita. Lom is a letter over there that was written by a Rubin, the one who wrote the Urf HaShabbos, he wrote it to our Kohen. He wrote very good Yom HaShab, Yom HaChol Tisrom, and all the Likis from him down the Urf HaShabbos. But he says, you forgot the Pesach, you forgot the Mishnah Berurah, the Mogen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, all of the numerous times, numerous cases, the Pesach can say, if you have something that's off Mitzat Tirk or Mitzat Afanah, you cannot do it, only the Mokhan has it. Why the Mokhan has it? Because Shmush, the Shmush, the Mokhan has it, is Motor. Otherwise, Mishnah Berurah and Kamal Kurdish, it's Mokhan. And he writes him, Maisa, very good, they have Masham, Masham is the word between God, that's the Sobek, he was single. But Maisa, that's not Maisa, I'm Mishgur of Haskin. Mishgur is in Simon Shinu Tet, Simon Shukov Alam, Simon Top Lut Tet, Simon Top Lut Yod. Numerous times he's Machmer, unless it's a Mokhi Hefden, you have a Shmush is supposed to walk in Mitzvah. And therefore, the Chor of Ethel, even though you want Haina, maybe you can be Maple, if the Svart of the Tatirko, he says, Tatirko, sorry, even if the Svart of the Tatirko, Maisa, Abim Akhmer will have to offer to you, there will be not just another person to do it for you. And therefore, Baker, the person, the other person who did see the Bhagavan, and the Shemavarat, anyone who saw it, supposed that they are Maisa Master. All the person in her space act did not seem to bring down the Bhagavan and the Mishnah for the God. They just didn't see it. But they were sort, I'm sure they would have been Master also, and there's no Heter of Abim Akhmer by the case of a father.
It's not called Mitzvah, that you should be ready to send a...
And that's why they won't make it that way. They just make a based upon Masham. They make a like the alternative. There's no less than real Akbar upon them. Another theory that can be enough upon this, and the way they answer it in three different ways, also, you see numerous Nakaminas, is a lot of that looks so you cannot move except a Kli by a third group of Mekarmali. However, a Kli should lack later. A Kli, let's say a person has keys. A person cannot move a Kli Tariq, for no reason at all, a person cannot play with his keys. No reason that's also for Shalom and Simon Shukhas. However, it's mutter to move a Kli Shmak Lehetter, the Chama would say, a person cannot say something's outside, anything's outside, the key's outside, pay something to break, to steal it. The law is allowed to move it from outside to inside. What's good, the Chama would say? In fact, Chama Chayim, Chama Chayim, why is it mutter? It's a Chama. You're preparing for it the next day. In the Chama case, the Gemara is very clear that you're preparing for the next day. Now, why is it mutter to move a Kli? Not the answer. The common cell, the food is the preparation. So, there are three different ways of answering it. Each one is good time among the Palestinians, each one laughs and passes like, each one people don't pass like. And you have to know each one of these four. One far is the Mashag, the Shalom Shuvah's Mashag. He has to say that he tells that the whole Issa Vakona of Shabbos the weekday is something that can be done during the week. It can be done. But let's say you cannot do it during the week, it's not also. The issue is switching the weekday for Shabbos. If it cannot be done during the week, and it can't even be mutter even on Shabbos. Therefore, his case of this talking about, a person wants to go see a goy milk the animal on Shabbos, to make it chol b'sor. And the goy was no way to milk it during the week, he only milks it on Shabbos. Can you still go see him milk it on Shabbos, even though he's preparing for the milk during the week? It's a fun of the week, but he cannot do it during the week. Says the Marshak, the whole issue is switching Shabbos for the weekday, and since he's not switching, therefore it's mutter. It's not the son of a chum. He wants to say where his right is from. He has right is from Klishim Lach Lehetter. What is the hatred of bringing a cleat and half of it inside and then get stolen? He says, why? 1 week after Shabbos? You can't, it'll be stolen already. There's no other option for it to be done. Since no other option, you can only do it now. That's not a chumrah. I'm not paying for the weekend. I'm doing it now. Because I only can do it now. There's no option. What is no option? That's the hatred of why you're working now. No, then that's a chumrah. You're switching it. If you can go later, can go. You can,
yeah.
Well, we'll get there, we'll get the swear. Not the swear.
This is
a mess,
it's just
that not yet. So, this swear is put down later. It was placed in one place, your Shabbos speaks down in a couple places. One case, your Shabbos wants to make it because of this. Because let's say a person has dishes, and you put in this thing. Leave it there, what's going to happen? Monks are going to come, and the roaches, and they're telling you have all these big jukim, they come. Are you going to go wash the dishes? Italians, if you wait, after Shabbos, have these monks here. So you have no other option to wash it after Shabbos. Go wash it on Shabbos. I'll spoke to wash right now. So let's say you have a dish that's sensitive acid, sensitive to acid. And he is still a back that's very sensitive to acid. So if you have glue in it, it'll make it ruin it. So he says, you can wait after Shabbos. Can't even fix it up anymore. It's getting ruined. Therefore, he says you can wash it right now. There's not no option afterwards. So in another case, you have clothing outside. It's hung up outside. They saw they hang up everything outside. It's about to rain. It's starting to rain. The person takes it inside. He says there's no option. You can wait till afterwards. It could be a weather rate. It could be starting to rain. He says bring it inside now. Because now is the only option. You're not switching the weekday for Shabbos. That's more of a kiddush. The mice can tell me try it afterwards. The mice is saying you're not switching Shabbos for weekday. The Shaman said, Balacha, ultimately now Balacha. The same case, he said the person can wash the dishes right now. He's not wanting flies to come, when they get in camp, flies come around, you don't like flies, you can wash the dishes right now. The Dying Light, Chuba, he says, what does that have to do to put the food back in the freezer? He says, because you wait till after Shabbos, it's going to get ruined or spoiled and it won't be as good. You have no option. Once you have no option, you can take food and put it back into the freezer. The Shaman also, he takes it a step further, but the same inside, he said the person, let's say he wants Chalo, be ready for Shabbos, for Lamalka, or he wants it for, let's say, one day after the second day after. And in this reason, can he take it out on Shabbos for Lamalka? Let's take it out, because there's no other option. What do you take it out? After Shabbos, you can do anything with it. It won't be ready to eat. You want to eat it tonight. Since you have no other option, you're not swishing the weekday for Shabbos. He says, you can do whatever you want on Shabbos. You know what I mean? If you want to go to the night time, on Shabbos, want to be cold, put it on Shabbos itself. Why? Because you can't do it later. If you cannot do it later, you can do it now. That's how one mile, the place can go that way very clearly, and a lot of places can seem to go that way. Hodar, Kamachokim, the Bengali, the Kamagora, the Kamakam, the Rai, the Kuma, the Kula, the Kinitari, the Bayes, the Malas, the Stoicid, the Maxalio, the Shabbat, the Marek, the Stoicid, even Kamarek against it. And one thing he says, he wants to tie this whole Heter, of Klishmach, no Heter, is Dafno, we allow it, there's no Heter if you're switching weekday to Shabbos. There's a Heter, one of Hesed. The chumrah we're not mocking in the case of hefsid, daf in the case of hefsid. That means to take out the chalas in the freezer, not be ready for more Shabbos, that won't be this heter. However, these are hefsid, they take a cleat that's outside, it's be stolen, bring it inside, that they won't have mortar. A lot of cases we mortar, put the food back in the freezer, it's mortar, it's not hefsid, shabbat. But now it's saying switching weekday for Shabbos. In the heter, it's not hefsid. Now the Isra Mishra Bruin, Simon Shinya Pet, and Simon Shinchal Aleph, that seems to be masculine by the case of the hefsid, even by a funnel. One of those cases is when you have fat on top of milk, and if you don't take off the cream from the top, it's going to be ruined by the next day. And then Mishra Bruin says you can only do it through a goy, I'll push the shrus, come off from hefsid. So there the place will say, only the reason why Mishra Bruin is masculine there is that's not because there is a ticket in the chayfitz itself. This thing, if you get ruined, you're fixing the ticket in the chayfitz. Not saying when you bring the chayfitz from inside to outside, the shmach lehter, there's not taking the chayfitz, just not letting it be stolen. But you have to answer the shmur, the resilience in your test, the different ways they answer it, it's sort of like five different words. But the ikka the place must say again, one has to be mashag, that the only answer is after a chumah when he's switching Shabbos for the weekday, and the other place disagree, and they say there's a hefter, and nothing else. Then there's a third mahalach, how to answer the kasha of the shmach lehter. So you might be finished. Comes up from the Zalman. He says, this din of Akhona is definitely something that you do preparing for the weekday. Something you do without even thinking. It's a natural act, it's a commonplace activity that you just do because that's what we do. That could be preparing. I'm not thinking of my brain, that's what I do. Then it's motor. The Marshal says, put a safer back in this place. Why bring it for it? So it should be there the next time, which could be during the weekday. Or what if I put it back in the refrigerator? Why bring it for it? For the next time. Send it from the dump, it's water, because that's what you do. You don't think about it. It becomes place activity, and you don't think about doing any alcohol. It's natural, you can put it back in. It goes on being cases down, it says, like, for example, a person who does not wear glasses, but takes his glasses with him wherever he wants, when he reads, he puts them on. So even though he knows he's not going to be for sure so much Shabbos, he can take it with him. Why? That's a natural thing, he takes it with him. He says, who didn't you turn the towels they have in fuel back to your house? Who didn't the matzor can bring that? Who didn't he say you take the lulav and put it back inside the water on the yontif itself? He says, even in washing kelim, he says, you take a kli off the table, you go to the sink and rinse it off. He says, that's a natural act. To wash it well, that's not. But to rinse it off, that's besaider. He says, not only that, even my child should to clean up the table a little bit. People clean up, that's nature, can't play the game. You clean up this table, our child should will, then he wants to answer. Why? My sir, that's cleaning well, that's for much Shabbos. But people, on Shabbos, they naturally take things off a little bit here and there. That's not a problem. That's a complex activity.
You could, like, take off, like let's say it's a plastic table, so you take it off and throw everything out.
Take the plastic?
Not
in the Gambia. Oh, first of all, say the Cholkin. But yeah, this is, the case I said was exactly, he said in the Kushwam and the Shuba, he writes these cases. Now, the Rebbe, when he brings down this, and he goes this way to Lofa, he starts off with basically a disclaimer that says, he said, even on that floor, I'm giving an attempt to explain what Shlomo Dal means, and each case you have to screw up. He says it's attempting, and he's running the same for the Amoy Mal. Now, exactly when this Hector applies, the Amapak came on, and Gila Sefer said, no more carpet, such a thing. It's what is it? It's Das Parish. Shlomo Dal is Das. Where's my Mokum? Now, Mokum says it was basically Klisha Mokum Hector. That's my Mokum. There's that, my Mokum. So, really, I'm also doing it. But my son, that stuff, and Mr. Shabbos is also in the fact that he has come right against it, because of what we're talking about. So the article, come on, Shlomo Zalman, my office is that. This is for, you have to clarify each case, because we have to withdraw the... That's what I do. And the person will argue with him, the green law is cases. And the middle of the writes, says, cases, that's the most of my greed. You want to know why you can bring your towels back home? Why? It's even true, people in the room there. That's why people bring it home and have a kitchen to play with it. I'll test it. There's an answer. That's a good reason. Or after my shop, they want to also. Why don't you go back and put your down last kitchen water? But not the swerve from the dominant. And most of the cases they say they agree to, but not his swerve. Not his swerve that say anything is a complex activity, it's not going to get it over our
column. But I'm watching that.
That passes evidence to will disappear from that.
Yeah.
That case, yeah, that's where Washington
did. He didn't do it well, but I mean...
Yeah, no, that's not Hashem, no, it's not Hashem.
Yeah.
That's the condition.
You don't need that.
Yeah. But this is the first half of the Inim HaFana, the Hashem, we know that next week will be Mamshek. So this is a school adventure. From now, most of the minig is not taking a haircut as far as we know of, this is Shabbos, even though it's Rosh Chodesh comes down on Shabbos. A person is... If they make it the Shabbos this week, next week is the 9 days, making the shirt this Shabbos for next week, the best thing of course to do to Shamzano we have to say is every time you wake up, put on a different shirt. It is a fun, you declare what the Isarafana is, if you have Kol or if you have Shabbos, there could be Nachminos, different serum, one Nachmino, what Machlokes and Pleisim is, can you prepare from Shabbos to Shabbos? The second, Machlokes among the Pleisim is, you can prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos without an Erev Shilu. Another shayla is a case of sabna hachana, which might be supposed to say is water. Another shayla is when a person washes one cup, he washes all his cups, the person would say that case is water. When a person, he has clean cups, but he also has dirty cups, can you wash them or not? So make them out, seems to be make it water, how the type of hachana is not to go wash it. How would some say it's oslingami, and some say it's mutlingami. And the shayla, and there are some attempts, or the dharm of hachana shabbat, from Shabbos to Chol, some will say if you cannot switch Shabbos to Chol, therefore it will be more like Mashiach. Some will say the head is adopted by Epsid, and some will say the complex activities are Maisa Motor. Now, the Inyan HaFano, first you cannot prepare for Shabbos to Weekday. However, if I care, there's a field, some say even the Raisa have to prepare from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. Possibly the Torah, the Chinu, you have to brought down Halacha, the Mirai Samach, the Mirai Shemantes. The person has a mitzvah to be made from Shabbos to the weekday. Be a lot of examples that some hold the right, so, and he says, when should you be made? You should have to make it right away in the morning, as when you wake up for the third hour. And he said also the Nachum Mitzvah, the right before Shabbos, do again a Machamah. That's why all men seem to go Shabbos to Gavish in him, because they're being to Shul. Not Achala for Shabbos. But is it similar to Achala for Shabbos? However, for Shabbos itself, a person cannot do Achala. Now Shabbos is always a Indian or a symbol, as the Gemara says, of a, for the Yom Shikula Shabbos, for Oil Mahabo. Mahabo is basically the same thing, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiv, to be making, John, to be a call to Shabbos, or Yom Shikula Shabbos. However, once you're there, Yom Shikula Shabbos, you stop. There's no Atar, there's no Gedar. Once you're there, whatever you have, and you cannot be making any more. And whatever you have, that's what you got. You see, B'chush, today, Mamash, Yeshiva, the not people that weren't there, I'm sure they had a good reason, I hope they had a good reason. Right now you have no other opportunity. Right now you are trying to be making from Chol to the Yom Shikul Shabbos. If you don't do it now, when is it going to be? The Seisman, the Israelian, you feel it, Avada feel it. Avada person, Achim, Achim, to push himself, learn every Seder, the whole entire Seder, and not to waste time, especially now in a few weeks. It's not a simple of time to waste time. Avada person has to mechazik himself. And work with himself on Torah and on mitzvahs, and to go to the Rosh Hashem and to be made basically the Yom Shikul Shabbos, and try to be there for the Yom Shikul Shabbos.